This is Phoenix FM.
Right, just coming up to 11:30. I am joined in the studio. You heard his dulcet tones slightly earlier when I was trying to pass off some of my wonderful popcorn I've got, which has got caramel and Scotch whiskey in it, which is rather tasty. Now, I'm joined in the studio today by Adrian Phillips of the Rotary Club of Brentwood. So thanks very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.
And you've got loads to talk about today. So first of all, your role at the Rotary Club, and then we'll talk about the Rotary Club itself, because people might not know what's involved. We hear the term Rotary Club. So what do you do, first of all, in the Rotary Club?
Well, the Rotary Club is, a lot of people don't know, I think we're probably the best kept secret, but we're a big worldwide organisation. We're about 1.2 million volunteers, business people, professional leaders, in about 200 countries throughout the world. And it was started about 100 years ago, back in Chicago. And Brentwood has got three Rotary Clubs. I'm a member of the original Rotary Club of Brentwood. It's been going just over 80 years. And we get involved. There's about 45 of us there, 50 of us there at the moment. And we get involved in all voluntary work in the community and internationally.
And where does the money go? You raise funds, obviously, for, as you, we were talking about what you're going to be doing over the weekend as well, but you raise funds for loads of different organisations, and it is 100% of the money goes towards the charity.
Absolutely. No money given to Rotary ever goes on administration or us having nice lunches or anything of that nature. Every penny that we raise and that the public give to us, and that's partly why they trust us and give us the money, because it goes to where we say we'll on the tin. And we do a lot of community events locally. You know, we support some great charities like the hospice and like SNAP and a lot of the local community work in schools with young people. And likewise, taking old people to day trips out of Burnham and such like. So we try and spread it right across all the ages in what we do. And then international projects. We've got international projects. One of the big worldwide projects has been eradicating polio.
Yeah.
Bill Gates kind of gave us $250 million, and we've matched him pound for pound. And we're almost managed to eradicate polio worldwide, but it's quite difficult in some places, I'm sure you can imagine, to finally get to inoculate children. So that's where some of the money goes as well. But, you know, people in the main like to see the work done locally and their money going locally. So that's where most of the money that we raise goes.
Now, there's 45 of you in this Rotary Club in particular. Do you have to ask to be a member, or can you do you have to, how do you become a member, or is it kind of, you know, can you join? Or
In years gone by, you had to be in business or a leader, someone in a position of influence, or somebody that could use their vocational to help. But I think in the main, we're happy to welcome people that feel that they would like to be volunteers and commit their time. The mantra for Rotary is service above self. And so people that want to think like that, that they're going to get involved to serve others, we're always happy to have them. Yes, you are invited to come along, see if you like what we do. We meet on a weekly basis. That sometimes puts people off, but we meet every Tuesday at Merry Green Manor. We have a nice meal, so there is some personal expense to it. But then we have an organisation, a programme of committees that organise the work we're going to do. It's not just ad hoc. But the whole of Rotary, the ethos of Rotary, is based on fellowship, friendship and fellowship and fun. Very important to have that. And if you don't have that, well, why are we all bothering? We've all got plenty of other things to do with our time.
Yeah. So. Now, you're going to be at Brentwood Lighting Up. I was talking to Sophie earlier, who's going to have the Brentwood Songsters there,
oh,
the
yes.
small children
yeah.
singing on the stage. And yesterday, last year, it was fabulous. I was there last year. The stage was great, and it was just full of stalls with loads of stuff going on at Brentwood Brewing Company as well. Mulled wine, as you said, we were talking about earlier.
Yes.
It's going to be on Crown Street as well. There's going to be another stage on Crown Street. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Now, you're involved as well. You were there last year. You're there this year as well.
I want to give credit to Kim Anderson and the girls at Brentwood Council for organising this fantastic event.
Yep.
And they ask us every year to come and help get involved, because they haven't really got a resource manpower in that way. And so we volunteer to help, and we've expanded it over the years. There's always only been one club looking after Santa in Brentwood when he comes in.
When he comes in, when he flies
when
in.
When Santa
yep.
flies in, we've got the sleigh for him here. And so when Santa comes in, we always look after him in Brentwood. And and we take him out around the streets. But he'll be there at Sugar Hut.
I hope he's not going to be dancing.
Well, no, the boys at Sugar Hut are very kind of giving us their courtyard, and everyone likes to come in, young people and the mums, and they have a picture with Father Christmas, and the little helpers are there, and if people want to make a donation, that's really great. That's what we're there for. But it's free to come and see Father Christmas and tell him what you want. I go in every year and tell him what I want for Christmas, and we've expanded it from there, and we've now got a stall. The Brentwood Council said, "Will you look after one of the little alcohol areas for us, giving the mulled wine and the hot Bailey's chocolate? Very popular with the ladies, that, you know."
So it's hot. Is it hot Baileys?
Baileys.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Hot Baileys, little knob of Baileys in a bit of hot chocolate. Frothed up. We had a queue. They love it. And so that and some mulled wine. And we're one of many stalls, but we try and do it at a reasonable cost as well. Mm. So everyone can get a hot drink in the high street.
Yeah.
But we don't like to miss the opportunity as they come in down that bottom of the high street. We've got a big pumped up rotary archway, and as you come through, if you can put a pound in the bucket, that all goes to charity. That's where it's all going.
And what did you said about raising last year? How much did you raise last year?
We try and raise. The day was very good. We raised a few thousand pounds, but over the Christmas period, with all our street collections and our high street collection, people see us in the high street running up to Christmas and Christmas Eve, we raised about 10,000.
That's
so
fantastic.
It's quite hard work. All of the club are involved. No one's allowed to stay indoors. They all have to come out and do their bit.
And do you think, it being Rotary as well, you haven't, although we've had a recession, we are still in a recession at the moment, do you think people are still, because it is a Rotary club, they're quite happy to give them? Are you not seeing it dip at all? Is it still the same?
The people in Brentwood are very generous.
Yeah.
They're very kind and they're very generous. We often see little old ladies coming and giving us money, and we see some generous business folk pass by and put notes in our bucket, and we do really appreciate that, and that's what keeps you going when you're out there collecting.
Yeah.
Is people's kindness and generosity. We do really, really appreciate that, and we thank them for that.
Now, finally, this weekend you've got is it three fundraising events taking place?
We've had this terrible disaster in the Philippines, and we can't just sit by and do nothing. And so the three Rotary clubs are going to go out. It's Brentwood, a Beckett, and Brentwood Breakfast, and my own club. And we're going to be out in Shenfield and Brentwood on Saturday this weekend, right through the day, just collecting purely for the Philippines disaster.
Yeah.
And so if you see the guys out there with their Rotary tabards on with big buckets, that's what they're collecting for. And trust me, all that money will get straight out to the Philippines.
I think it's over £50 million so far. I think the British public have donated, haven't they? I think it's something like that.
Yeah,
which is fabulous. I mean, it's going to cost. I mean, when you saw the devastation on the... I know we're all having hard times over here in the UK, but when you look at the devastation there, with people's complete lives have just been completely wiped out, it's a shocking state of affairs.
When you haven't got food or water or shelter or the basics of life, hey, what have we got to worry about?
Yeah.
We've got so much. A lot of the money we would collect will probably go to is, we have something called Shelter Box and Aqua Box, which basically, the big shelter boxes look like a big rectangular wheelie bin, and inside there will be a tent that 10 people could live in. There'll be food, utensils, there'll be everything that they would need to survive, and we can set up. Often you see them on television, the tent cities, and the shelter boxes were straight out on Virgin Airlines so immediately the disaster happened. But we need to replenish them, and they cost about £1,500 to £2,000 a piece.
Yeah.
And we're constantly restocking, and we will request that the money we collect goes to those shelter boxes and aqua boxes for making fresh water.
Yeah.
So that's what we do as a response to most terrible disasters. We did exactly the same with the tsunami and collected a lot of money as a district, because obviously Brentwood Rotary Club is only one club out of 60 in Essex. We have 60 Rotary clubs in Essex in total, and they all react exactly the same, and they all host Father Christmas when he comes round as well.
Excellent. Well, don't forget, you can see Father Christmas on the 30th. He'll be working exclusively for the Rotary Club. He'll be in the fabulous Sugar Hut. It's lovely in that little courtyard. The kids will love that with all the little cobbles and stuff. It's really lovely, isn't it? And then don't forget, you've got the stall as well on the 30th. If you want to get your hot Baileys, I'm going to be straight down to that. I've never tried that before. And your mulled wine as well. Thanks very much for coming in today. It's really nice to meet you. And hopefully you're going to be coming back on a regular basis to let us know what's happening with the Rotary Club as well.
It's my absolute pleasure. It's going to be my pleasure in 2015 to be District Governor for Rotary. So I'm really looking forward to coming and chatting to you more often, Michelle. And thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. And maybe next time I'll bring in some more popcorn for you as well.
I need to bring some in for you next time.
Lovely to meet you. Thanks very much. Right, just coming up to 11:40. Here's Franz Ferdinand with Evil Eye. I'll be back with some travel after this.